Okay, for all of you listening at home, here's what I want you to do. I'm gonna play a couple of sound bites, and it's only 3 seconds of specific songs, and I want you to see if you can guess which Broadway show this is referring to. Are you ready? Here we go. Here are the sounds. So those were just 3 seconds of some really incredible songs that come from the Broadway hit, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I was surprised to learn that that Broadway play actually debuted in 1973.
I had no idea.
I know, on a little stage in San Francisco. That show is awesome, and I love the storyline that it shares about Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. But all of that having said, we want to say this. As awesome as that Broadway show is and the truths that it teaches us, today, we're going to teach you a couple of other truths that the Broadway show did not write songs about, and we can't wait to share what that is with you. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzalak Hall, and this is my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry. Grab your scriptures, and here's what we're going to do. We are going to start in Genesis chapter 37. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph being 17 years old. Just highlight that right there. We are talking about Joseph. Some very specific things, but there's no song written about how Joseph is a type or shadow of Jesus Christ. So we're going to teach you that today. Hit it, Don. Tell us how Joseph is a type and shadow of Christ.
All right. Last episode, we talked about types and shadows or symbols. Mm-hmm. So Joseph, his very life was a symbol of Jesus Christ. Different aspects of his life. And here's my thinking on the matter. I spent years thinking about this. Why are there so many parallels between some of these men and some of the women and Jesus Christ? Mm. In my opinion, they lived by the Spirit, and the Spirit directed their lives, or things happened in their lives or events that would parallel Jesus' life and that teach us more about Jesus Christ. Now, as far as this story, much of Genesis 37 through 50 is dedicated to the narrative of Joseph of Egypt. In fact, in Genesis, there's more on Joseph than other characters, including Adam and Eve and Abraham and Sarah and so on. Just a quick overview of his life.
Okay. So we found in verse 2, he was 17 years old and he tended the flocks with his brothers. Israel, who we know is his father, and his father's name was first Jacob, it got changed. Israel made him a coat of many colors, and his brothers hated him. Okay, we just have to talk for a minute. What does that mean, coat of many colors? Because I imagine, you know, Donny Osmond's incredible coat. Yeah. I'm learning it's a little bit different.
Yes, the scholars are divided on this.
Okay.
The Hebrew is not perfectly clear, and the lexicons give us different ideas about what it means, but some scholars suggest it's not a coat of many colors or a coat like we think of, a winter coat.
Yeah.
It's some kind of a garment. Oh. So I'm going to share three quotes.
Okay.
One is from Lewis Ginsburg, a Jewish scholar. He says that this garment of Joseph, quote, it's a garment in which figures are woven. So he doesn't say anything about colors, but it has symbols or figures in it. A second quote is in Hugh Nibley's book. He quotes a 10th century Persian, and there were in the garment of Joseph three marks or tokens. So that's in Hugh Nibley's book, but he's quoting another source. And then I found another scriptural source that uses the same Hebrew words that are used to describe a coat of many colors.
Yeah.
But it's in a different context, and it's a little perplexing, and I don't have an answer, but it's fascinating. It's found in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 18, and it says, using those same Hebrew words to describe a coat of many colors, such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins appareled. In other words, the daughters of the kings who were virgins wore this clothing. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what this means in connection with Joseph's coat of many colors, but they are the same Hebrew words.
Oh, neat. And when you read this and it says the garment of divers colors or the coat of many colors in Hebrew, there's nothing colorful in the description in Hebrew.
In some lexicons, yes, in other lexicons, no.
Okay.
So there are diverse opinions among the scholars. Remember what I've said before, where there are two scholars, there are three opinions.
Totally.
So I'm open.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it may not have been a coat of many colors. It may have been another garment with symbolism, and some scholars have said it's a garment of authority or power.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us because it really adds into these other two bullet points. So let's talk about those. The next is Joseph's brothers stripped Joseph of his special garment and sold him as a common slave for 20 pieces of silver. And his purchasers took him to Egypt where years passed. And eventually Joseph turned 30 years old, a pivotal point in this prophet's life.
Let's look at parallels, specific parallels. We're going to give you maybe a dozen. I've seen some scholars come up with 30 or 40 parallels where Joseph is a type and shadow of Jesus.
Okay.
So let's just look at some. Joseph was a good shepherd who cared for his father's sheep.
And then you connect it to Christ. Christ was a good shepherd who cared for his father's sheep.
Joseph was clothed in authority and power of his father.
Christ was clothed in authority and power of his father.
Joseph was a revelator who revealed things pertaining to the future.
Christ was a revelator revealing things pertaining to the future.
Joseph was obedient to the will and wishes of his father and responded to his call to serve, saying, "Here am I."
Christ was fully obedient to his father's will and wishes and responded to his call, saying, "Here am I."
Joseph blessed his prison mates he labored with.
Jesus blessed those he was imprisoned with and labored beside.
Joseph was tempted with great sin and refused its enticements.
Christ was tempted with great sin and refused its enticements.
Joseph's brothers bowed to him in fulfillment of prophecy.
And all will bow the knee to Christ.
Through Joseph, his brothers sought forgiveness of him. Mercy was granted to a repentant people.
Christ's brothers will eventually seek forgiveness of him, and his mercy is granted to those who repent.
Joseph was 30 years old when his life's work began.
Christ's mission began at 30 years old.
Joseph was sold by Judah and others for 20 pieces of silver.
Christ was sold by Judas for 30 pieces of silver.
Joseph was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife.
Christ was falsely accused by false witnesses.
Wicked men conspired to kill Joseph.
And wicked men conspired to kill Christ.
Joseph was stripped of his special garments.
Men stripped Christ of his special garments.
Joseph was cast into a pit, an empty cistern.
And Christ visited the world of spirits.
Joseph was betrayed with great duplicity.
Christ was betrayed with great duplicity.
Joseph was a savior, small s, to his people, giving them the bread of life. Joseph saved his family with a temporal salvation.
Christ is the bread of life who saves the family of mankind with a spiritual salvation. And he is capital S, the savior.
Yes.
These are awesome, Don. This is a really fun lesson to do. In fact, if you just have your classmates or anybody you're working or studying with, try to come up with them on your own. It's really interesting to see what other people can think of. But these rooted in scripture are solid, profound examples of how Joseph is absolutely a symbol, a type, a shadow of Jesus Christ. And I love what you've taught us, that the name for Joseph means he will increase, to increase. And you can see how Joseph did that for his family. He gave them an increase. But then the Savior Jesus Christ helps us to increase and become better
than
he sent us here.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
There's so many great connections. So continue to do this study. Find all of the examples that you can where Joseph is a type or a symbol of Jesus Christ. And then as you continue on in studying the scriptures this year, look for types and shadows. Look for ways that all the people, and I love that Don has even cited female references. All things in the scripture, the whole goal of the Old Testament is to teach us about Jesus Christ. And it does that through all of the stories. So have fun looking for those examples. Shalom and goodbye.